In Boston, we were the only two lesbians in a restaurant full of fish and pork and overweight men and women with minimal chest covering. Table tent candles coiled to the shape of a question. And what will you do after graduating? Do you know the color of all seven seas? Don't answer that. That year I drove to Boston, my first hours alone with an oil-chugging beast, the keys dangling beneath the wheel. I changed lanes, drove under a grocery store, and knew that the city was near. Cityscape I know by heart, by lung, by purple afternoon. River with the back of a hand and a swing set just beneath the surface. Bridges and bridges and stories and places and names. My mother, while driving on Mass Ave, I lost my virginity there, as if it were something that could be found on the sidewalk. In my freshman year, with my Peruvian boyfriend, Ricky, an MIT engineer, I never did get to know my Wellesley classmates well. Spent all my weekends at his place. We would have sex in his twin, extra-long bed with the blue, never-quite-clean sheets, and then sleep, my body pressed against the wall. Wasn't it cramped? Well, no, we were both smaller in those days. I look at pictures of him now on Facebook, and he is bald and carries a pouch around his middle. We parted when he took a job in the Silicon Valley and I started grad school. You can only follow a man so far.